The Rip Curl Story. Written by Tim Baker, narrated by Jesse Lawrence. After a grueling ocean voyage of some 20,000 kilometres over 3 months, all the way from Europe, it came down to this. A narrow 90-kilometre passage between Cape Otway and King Island was all early navigators had to aim for as they sought safe harbour in the Great Southern Land. When Matthew Flinders sailed through Bass Strait in 1799, he had proven that Tasmania, or Van Diemen's Land as it was then known, was an island, eliminating the need to sail around it and shaving some 40 days off the ocean voyage to the east coast of Australia. But the faster route came at a terrible cost. By the mid-19th century, pressure mounted to hasten the ocean voyage from England to Australia. Sailors would cut as close to Antarctica as possible, enduring wild seas and horrendous weather in an attempt to harness the roaring 40s winds to catapult them towards the narrow entrance to Bass Strait, with a treacherous coastline of towering cliffs to their port side and a minefield of scattered islands and reefs before them. Mariners referred to navigating the western entrance to Bass Strait as threading the eye of the needle. The rugged cliffs of southwest Victoria were known as the Shipwreck Coast. The splintered timbers and stricken souls of around 700 shipwrecks were scattered along a 130-kilometre stretch of coast from Port Fairy to Cape Otway. The wreck of the British barque Cataraqui in 1845 and the loss of nearly 400 lives on board led to the construction of the Cape Otway Lighthouse, Australia's oldest working lighthouse. Mariners breathed a sigh of relief once they rounded Cape Otway and entered Bass Strait, the beam of the lighthouse signalling that the worst of the voyage was now behind them. On the eastern side of Cape Otway, where the ocean swells moderated, a series of seaside hamlets sprang up. Here, the daunting coastal cliffs gave way to green headlands, bays, and undulating hills. Small farming and fishing communities sprang up in Apollo Bay, Lawn, Anglesey, and Torquay, bolstered by large holiday crowds in summer. Originally known as Spring Creek, Torquay was renamed after the kind of genteel English seaside holiday town the early settlers tried to replicate in their new homeland. The town was centred around the safe and sheltered front beach, and little attention was paid to the untamed back beaches. Bathing boxes were built along the foreshore, and residents and visitors would walk along the esplanade dressed in their finery.